With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Boy, the fur was flying in Philadelphia. Former President Donald Trump and Vice President Kamala Harris sparring during their intensely personal debate Tuesday evening. While there was quite a stir, meanwhile, in the media filing center following the debate.
Donald Trump sparked a frenzy when he showed up unexpectedly here inside the media workspace about 45 minutes after the debate ended. In a wild dash, hundreds of reporters rushed to surround the former president, who answered several questions. Earlier, he complained about ABC's moderators, writing online that it was his best debate ever, especially since it was 3-on-1.
ABC is being reamed online for attempting to fact-check Mr. Trump, often incorrectly, while remaining silent as Vice President Harris repeated false claims about the former president. Harris stood behind a mini-podium after her campaign demanded an effort to make her appear to be taller. Also at SRNNews.com, in a special report, correspondent Amelia Thompson-DeVoe breaks down a new poll concerning what's going on in this race.
The poll found that about two-thirds of Republicans have at least a moderate amount of trust in Trump and his campaign to provide accurate information about the outcome of the 2024 election, while only about half of Republicans said that about the official certification. Most Americans, around 7 in 10, have at least a moderate amount of trust in government certification of election results. The poll also found that many Americans have doubts about both candidates' campaign messages, although there's more skepticism about Trump's. About 6 in 10 Americans say that Trump's campaign messages are rarely or never based in factual information.
And this is SRN News. A city in California is fighting back.
Huntington Beach says it will sue the state over a new law that bars teachers from informing parents if their child is living as the opposite sex in school. City Attorney Michael Gates tells the Daily Signal that legal action is necessary because, quote, the state has been overreaching beyond constitutional bounds for years, and it's about time that somebody or someone stands up against it. We are going to do everything in our power to protect our children. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Texas suing to block a federal rule that shields the medical records of women from criminal investigations if they cross state lines to get an abortion. Lawsuit was filed by State Attorney General Ken Paxton, accusing the Biden administration of attempting to undermine Texas law enforcement capabilities. Regulation prohibits state or local officials from gathering medical records related to reproductive health care. This is SRN News. A correspondent, Julie Walker, reports 9/11 memorials will be taking place Wednesday in New York City, also at the Pentagon, and in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, as Americans remember those who died 23 years ago.
The centerpiece of the 9/11 memorial in New York City is two reflecting pools with the names of the almost 3,000 people killed that day in 2001 etched into the sides. That's where the commemoration ceremony takes place.
We go into this with a sense of the importance of what we're doing because it's been reinforced over the years by so many.
That's Clifford Channon, director of the 9/11 memorial, speaking about how family members will spend about 4 hours reading those names.
The dignity that they deserve.
Memorials will also take place at the Pentagon and in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. Julie Walker, New York.
More details at SRNNews.com.